Since September 2023, the new number of Bitcoin whales has absolutely exploded, shown by this chart right here. Now, what else happened in September 2023 that is related to the 10th richest man? Well, of course, we're talking about Michael Dell. And that is when he began selling billions of dollars of stock. More recently, as we can see on the date of this article, on October 1st, Bitcoin Curious, Michael Dell just sold $1.2 billion more of his stock of, you know, one of the most successful companies in the world. So today we're going to be having a look on chain. We're going to be looking at how much stock Michael Dell has sold. We're going to be, you know, comparing that to some of the addresses of these quote unquote new Bitcoin whales that we are seeing absolutely explode and emerge onto the scene. Most interestingly, at a time when the old Bitcoin whales are not buying any more Bitcoin. So that's what the orange line on this chart right here is measuring. We can see, yes, don't get me wrong, okay? This chart clearly shows old Bitcoin whales are buying more Bitcoin. It is gradually trending up. But have a look at the purple line. This absolutely explodes in late 2023. Again, the timing of all of these things really does have me scratching my head, so to say. And that's when I wanted to have a little bit of a conversation with my friend, ChatGPT. And we can see here, ChatGPT told me that Michael Dell has actually been selling a little bit of stock recently. If we were to actually, you know, have a look at exactly when he is selling his stock, he began selling a lot of stock in September 2023. Okay, so we could see most recently, at the very end of September 2024, Michael Dell sold $2.3 billion worth of stock. And this is absolutely massive because his company just got back into the S&P 500. I want to talk a little bit more about the S&P 500 and his stock in a moment here, because I think that's potentially going to be an interesting rabbit hole to go down. Because again, we always like to show you both sides of the story. We can see here, this is the stock price of Dell. So there can be an argument to be made that maybe, just maybe, Michael Dell's just locking in a little bit of profits, okay? That could be what's going on here, maybe. Again, I'm not going to give away what I think the conclusion is right now, but I am going to tell you this is a big deal. This is a bigger deal than most people think. This dude is one of the richest people in the world, depending upon when you measure it. You know, he's got around $100 billion of assets. Oh, sorry, he's got a $100 billion net worth. Very different from assets. Let me clarify that. And he's in the top 10, around about, he's one of the top 10 richest people in the world, which is just incredible. You got 2,500 billionaires, and Michael Dell is absolutely selling a lot of stock, which is interesting. Now, where does the Bitcoin angle of this story come in? Well, I did remind you guys in an earlier video earlier in the year, so I'm not going to completely rehash this, but Michael Dell did actually accept Bitcoin for Dell Technologies. You can see this tweet right here. I'm going to blow it up so you can see it and you don't think I'm just creating tinfoil hat conspiracy theories. July 18th, 2014, we're now accepting Bitcoin on Dell.com. This is the official Michael Dell Twitter account. As you can see, 750,000 followers. This is the real Michael Dell. Now, the rumors surrounding Dell started to escalate earlier in the year. And that, of course, was when Michael Dell started tweeting about Bitcoin. Now, he infamously tweeted a few Cookie Monster Bitcoin memes. He also tweeted out saying it's very interesting that Bitcoin is digital scarcity. He retweeted one of Michael Saylor's tweets about Bitcoin being absolute digital scarcity. He even put out a poll and he said, what's going to be the most interesting technological innovation over the next 5 or 10 years? I forget the time frame, but one of the options was Bitcoin. Artificial intelligence. And I think he had some other ones in there. I don't think they're that important. Okay. I think it's very interesting that Michael Dell is now talking about absolute scarcity of money. And as Nikki and James in the chat say, learn Bitcoin philosophy. It's more than just money. It's more than just this thing that goes up and down. Okay. A lot of people say, oh, Bitcoin, that's that volatile tech stock, right? So many people think it's just this volatile tech stock that just goes up and down in price. And I don't think they know as much about Bitcoin as people like Michael Dell potentially do. I'm not going to make any assertions, but it does look like Michael Dell is beginning to wrap his head around Bitcoin. And I do think this is a great comment. Bitcoin is a lot more than money. Bitcoin is the greatest humanitarian invention in human history. I've said it 1,000 times on the channel. And Nikki James also says, fiat currency is the fast food of money. I love that. That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Let's continue diving down this Dell rabbit hole, because I think it's interesting. Okay, I do think it's interesting for multiple reasons. One of those reasons, this tweet right here. Thomas Farah, what happens to Bitcoin when Michael Dell announces he's bought it, he's not ashamed of it, and Dell Computers is going to buy more? Correct answers in the chat. I'm not going to finish the sentence. I'm not even going to play the video for you guys. It's such a famous video. I'm sure you've seen the video of the Giga Chad, Michael Saylor, telling everybody, all of your models will be destroyed, completely devastated. Bitcoin goes to the moon, okay? We've played that video probably 1,000 times here on the channel, so we're not going to play it again, but I do think it's really interesting, okay? Michael Saylor said in that video, in that interview with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Keith McCullough, that, you know, what happens when 10 billionaires stand up and announce they bought Bitcoin, they're not ashamed of it, they're going to buy more, okay? We've already got the 10 billionaires, okay, when you really think about it. We've got Michael Saylor. We've got Ricardo Salinas, Mexico's third richest man. And we've got Bill Miller, one of the most famous investors of all time. He's got half his portfolio sunk into Bitcoin. Okay. We have a lot of these very rich, very successful people already in Bitcoin in a very big way. Okay. Eric Semler, CEO of Semler Scientific, the company that's got a market cap above $200 million. Might not be a billionaire, but he's also into Bitcoin in a big way. He's actually right now executing the MicroStrategy speculative attack playbook. That's a mouthful, isn't it? His company is literally just buying more and more and more Bitcoin every couple of weeks. And this is why I do think 2024 is a little bit different to 2020. Like in the lead up to 2020, just before we saw that massive Bitcoin rally at the end of 2020 in Q4, again, what quarter are we in right now? Q4 2024. History doesn't repeat, but it does often rhyme. Okay. But what happened then? Well, we had Michael Saylor. He announced his first Bitcoin buy all up in Q3 and Q4. I think he bought about $400 million worth of Bitcoin. He was the only public company who was buying Bitcoin in 2020. We also had no nation states, no sovereign wealth funds publicly buying Bitcoin. We didn't have any nation states mining Bitcoin. I think things are a little bit different this time around. We have over 50 public companies already publicly, proudly saying we have Bitcoin on the balance sheet. We have nation states all around the world, like El Salvador, Oman, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Kingdom of Bhutan, all publicly mining Bitcoin. Oh, don't forget Laos. Okay, all of these governments are like publicly stating, hey, we have invested into Bitcoin mining, either through, you know, government partnerships or through their sovereign wealth fund. This time could be a little bit different. As Nick and James say, watch what they do, not what they say. Again, how many other nations do you think have been quietly mining Bitcoin? Since 2019, that's when the Kingdom of Bhutan began. We didn't find out until 2023, late 2023. If a country with 700,000 people has been doing it for 4 years, you can bet your bottom dollar, I think more have been doing the same thing. Okay, I think it really is as simple as that. And Dell's social signaling is what's interesting about this. Okay. I love this tweet here, July 2024. Again, kind of around the time when these Bitcoin rumors began to pop up about Dell. Don't you think that's a little bit interesting? He tweets, doing is better than saying. So he hasn't publicly announced he's buying Bitcoin. But again, you can watch what he's been doing and what he has been doing. He's selling a shit ton of stock. We can see, as the title of the thumbnail suggests, 2.8 billion is actually how much stock that Dell has sold just in 2023 and 2024. That's just a fact. It's not a clickbaity title. That's the reality of it. the 10th richest man has sold $2.8 billion of Dell stock just in the past 2 years. Only in the past 2 years. Now, where does this rabbit hole get a little bit more interesting? I did tell you we were going to do some speculations. You guys love when we speculate. And again, we're just going to be connecting dots. I'm not saying I know exactly what's happening. I don't know who some of these big Bitcoin whales are. A lot of people have been obsessed with Mr. 100. Now, again, I've seen the speculation. I've seen the tweets. I've seen the well-respected people who have said that this wallet belongs to Upbit. I've seen all of the on-chain tracking, all of the on-chain data. A question I keep asking is, okay, we know that Mr. 100 is connected to Upbit. But where's the proof showing that this is not an individual just using Upbit? I haven't seen good proof to suggest that. So what we do know is that Mr. 100 has bought, let's look at that number there, because I think that number's an interesting one, $4.5 billion worth of Bitcoin. Okay. So we've got some chap who right now is squatting on 74,000 Bitcoin. Fair chunk of change, right? Well, when did this person begin buying? I think this is where things could potentially get a little bit more interesting. Okay. Well, their first buy was in early 2022. And let me tell you, it was a small buy. If we scroll all the way down to the bottom of this page, you're going to see that Mr. 100 didn't really begin earning his reputation, his namesake of being Mr. 100 until about 2023. Okay. So 2023 was when the man really started going ham, so to say. 2022, he had some buys. Don't get me wrong. You can see here in 2022, I've scrolled all the way down to the bottom. He's got some buys, 16 Bitcoin buys, 49 Bitcoin buys, you know, 31 Bitcoin buys. Nothing huge. Okay. Yes, he's beginning to accumulate. But the real, he got his namesake, you know, here in 2023, where he's buying 100 Bitcoin a day, big time. Okay. I'm just really interested by the timing of when this individual linked to Upbit has been accumulating so much Bitcoin. I just think that's interesting. And I just don't believe that some random exchange Upbit has just accumulated 70,000 Bitcoin. I just don't buy it. Okay, where's the public announcement? Where's the public announcement of Upbit saying, yep, we've got 70,000 Bitcoin on the balance sheet. Buy our stock. They haven't. They haven't announced that, have they? And why would you not? You've seen exactly what's happened to MicroStrategy stock price. Their market cap's just gone from 1 billion in 2020 to about 30 billion today, a 30x. Just by saying, hey, we just don't hold shitty money. We just hold Bitcoin on the balance sheet. It's better savings technology, right? Why would you not announce that if you're Upbit? Why would you not say, I've got 70,000 Bitcoin. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm going to buy more. Somebody do a Michael Saylor voice impression for me in the chat. And I think at the end of the day, All Night High sums it up. Verify, don't trust. Never trust. Again. Anyway, guys, I think this story is one that should be watched. I think Dell is super, super interesting. I really think it's interesting that the founder is saying things like this. Doing is better than saying. That's really interesting. And I just think right now, a lot of people are really sleeping on Bitcoin. A lot of people are asleep. A lot of people don't care what Bitcoin is doing right now. And again, I just think, as we're about to show you by this tweet here from the Bitcoin Therapist, the situation surrounding Dell really could be very, very, very interesting. Okay. Like Michael Saylor, he has a lot of control over his company. And I think that is, let's say, some signal. That really is what I think is interesting. Because we have to ask ourselves, let me really zoom up on this so you guys can get a little bit of an idea of what we're about to talk about. Why was Michael Saylor the first public company to adopt Bitcoin? Why? Well, it was because he had control over his company. Okay? He owned the majority of his shares. Michael Dell, funny enough, he's actually in a little bit of a similar situation. Okay, he's in a very, very similar situation. And I think the fact that he's tweeting about Bitcoin alone, that's right now, that is just signal. Again, I don't think there's any other way to cut that. That is signal. That is interesting. And I think Michael Saylor, Love that comment in the chat. Michael Saylor is beginning to spread a little bit of Bitcoin FOMO around the world. Okay, I want to break down this tweet in a little bit more detail in a moment. But before I do that, I again just want to remind you guys, doesn't matter who Mr. 100 is. It doesn't matter how much Bitcoin Michael Saylor has. Doesn't matter how much Bitcoin BlackRock has accumulated. This is all great. This is all brilliant. This is all going to pump our bags like nothing you've ever seen before, okay? Again, I think so many people right now are just so just null on the price. I tweeted this out today. I want to show you guys because it's going to add a little bit of context, okay? This is the Bitcoin dump everybody's freaking out about. Pack it up, boys. It's over. I mean, can you see the dump on the chart? I can't. I could see a 2% daily move on Bitcoin and people are freaking out. Absolutely freaking out. I mean, right now, I just think a lot of people are missing the bigger picture. Okay, the bigger picture of what's actually going on today is that we're living through the biggest technological revolution in human history. It's Bitcoin. I didn't stutter. I didn't stumble upon my words. I don't want to take back what I just said. Bitcoin is the biggest technological revolution in human history. Okay, it's going to be bigger than fire. It's going to be bigger than the printing press. It's better than sliced bread. I'm telling you, Bitcoin is going to change the world in ways that we have no idea what the world's going to look like on the other side of this transformation. Okay. And you guys get the opportunity today to buy Bitcoin when 99.9% of the world have no idea what is going on. They don't know what Bitcoin is. They think they're late to Bitcoin. They think it's gone from $0 to $60,000 a pop and they think it's all over. They think they're late. When in reality, 1% of the Bitcoin, 1% of the world's population has actually taken self-custody of this thing and hold it themselves. Okay. Again, I always encourage you guys, self-custody Bitcoin. And once you do that, always make sure you pair your purchase of a hardware wallet with some titanium plates for you to actually back up your Bitcoin 12 or 24 words on correctly. This is a pivotal mistake that everybody in the Bitcoin space still makes, okay? Hardware wallets, they'll send you a hardware wallet in the postage when you buy one, and they'll send you a nice little sheet of paper for you to write down your 12 or 24 word seed phrase on. And most people, you know, I know because this was me for multiple years, I thought, oh, I must be safe. If a Bitcoin hardware wallet company is giving me a piece of paper to write down my Bitcoin backup on, I must be safe. I didn't really think about, hang on, what are the implications of this? What happens if there's a house fire, for example? Because most people, like, let's be honest, most people store their Bitcoin backup phrase and their Bitcoin hardware wallet in the same house. Okay, I don't. Again, I'm traveling a lot, especially in very dangerous parts of the world. I don't do that personally. I don't have any Bitcoin with me that I can spend physically, except for maybe $100 on a hot wallet. But most people probably do. If I had to guess, maybe 90% of Bitcoiners have their Bitcoin backup phrase and their Bitcoin hardware wallet in the same house. And what happens if there's a fire, flood, hurricane? Your Bitcoin's gone. Your hardware wallet melts. It's plastic and metal. It will melt. And I'm telling you, your Bitcoin backup phrase, to back up your hardware wallet where your Bitcoin is, that puppy's going to burn pretty quickly. Okay? This is why I always encourage you guys to check out Stampseed. Go get yourself some titanium plates. You can get 15% off absolutely anything you want to buy from Stampseed with that promo code Luke15. Again, I encourage you guys, go get a hardware wallet, Bitcoin only one. Just get a Bitcoin only hardware wallet. Doesn't matter which one. Lots of great options. And go and get yourself some titanium plates from Stampseed. Back up your Bitcoin. Okay? Do not make the same mistake that a lot of billionaires are making, not custodying their own Bitcoin, you know, trusting third parties, buying BlackRock Bitcoin. Oh my God. Even trusting Coinbase. Don't even get me started on Coinbase. That's as bad as it gets. You know, speaking of Coinbase, guys, it would be remiss of me if I did not just mention, do not trust Coinbase. There's been more and more rumors and more, you know, allegations being thrown at Coinbase nearly every day. I'm not going to do another live stream on them for a little while. I've done probably two on them in the past 3 weeks. So I don't want to talk about this man here that we call Baldy Locks on the thumbnail of that video that I posted 2 days ago on this channel. But if you missed it, I'd encourage you guys to go check that out.